Looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy 100-mile panoramic views of the Continental Divide 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Your children will have a fabulous time horse riding, swimming, and fishing. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call them at 800-227-9655. That's 800-227-9655.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members at Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Stay tuned, my dad and the Generations is next.
Warning, this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Hi, folks. The program is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson, fighting for the life of future generations. A couple of them right here in studio with us today, Daniel and Derek. Thanks, guys, for joining us on our program. And today's topic is going to look at our nation, where we are headed in the future. Just recently, President Bush agreed with a group of 8 major industrial nations to forgive $40 billion in debt to African nations. Yet, there's a new study. We have given something like $400 billion in aid between 1970 and 2000 to African nations. And yet, there's a study from the International Policy Network that concluded that aid to African nations have failed in the past 50 years. In fact, in many cases, it's become counterproductive, crowding out private sector investment, undermining freedom, and perpetuating poverty. Is there any surprise whatsoever? The biblical principles at work here are very simple. When the government steals our money and gives it to African nations, they will squander it. If you steal money and redistribute the wealth, it will always end in more poverty, more suffering, and that's because we are disobeying the laws of God. Well, as Joseph Farah says in this World Net Daily article, came across my desk this morning, being a world-controlling empire is getting expensive. This is Joseph Farah. There are real needs to be met, not just in Africa, but in Asia, the Middle East, and elsewhere. We got dictators to overthrow, democracies to be established, poverty to be eradicated all over the world, and there's a price to pay for this empire. We've got to bail out third world nations. We've got to increase our commitment to funding to the United Nations. We've got to buy more goodwill around the world with foreign aid. And the list just keeps rolling on. But as we are forgiving $40 billion of debt for African nation, here's my question. Who is going to forgive our $630 billion of debt this year? Yes, you heard that right. $630 billion of debt for our federal government this year. We are on a 30-year debt binge in this country. It is the largest in history, could very well be the largest in the history of the world. Federal debt rose 10% or $630 billion in just 1 year. Incredible. The U.S. consumer debt increased from $4 trillion to $6 trillion just
in 2 years, 33% increase in 2 years. It is a debt binge that is boggling all minds. It is no longer exponential, folks. It has exploded. The government is reducing taxes and increasing spending. What is the end result? Debt. Lots and lots of debt. And it is a generational curse. We are cursing our future generations, our sons and grandsons, with debt. That's the official American economic policy. Curse the future generations. But is there a better vision, a better economic legacy that you could leave for your family? Stay tuned. These are real issues. They will impact real lives, future generations. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303.
Don't let the blazing summer heat get to you while you're driving. Let Academy Car Care and Repair keep your air conditioner operating at its capacity. At Academy Car Care and Repair, they can service all makes and models. Why not depend on a repair facility that has provided service with honesty and integrity for over 10 years? And as always, they offer a 10% discount to all military. Academy Car Care and Repair, at the corner of Academy and LaSalle.
Hey, Dad, how's your relationship with your son? Again and again on this program, we have lamented the war against boys and the extinction of fathers, but now we are fixing the problem. Christian Home Educators of Colorado is sponsoring our second father-son retreat in the Colorado Rockies. Join Vision Forum's Doug Phillips and Richard Little Bear Wheeler this August for a great time of fathers and sons renewing a vision and building relationships. Sign up now at 877-842-CHECK or on the web, check.org. That's CHEC.org. We are on the largest debt binge in all of history, and we ask the question today on Generations, what is the worldview behind it? We've seen the largest non-military increases in government over the last 5 or 6 years. The Bush administration is spending far more liberally than the Clinton administration ever spent. Yet, he's reducing taxes. So what is George W. Bush's worldview? What is the worldview that produces the policies that we are seeing? $630 billion in debt, and you say there's no worldview? There's a worldview behind all of this, isn't there, Dave?
Well, of course there is. Everybody does anything because they have a worldview. They have a view of the world and a view of their world, their place in the world.
When you increase debt by $630 billion, there's got to be a worldview behind it. Let's analyze this for a moment. When you're putting the next generation with all of this debt, you're putting it to the next generation. Who cares about my children? That's the question, isn't it? Who cares? Dave, is this selfishness? Is this living for today? Is this living for us? Is it that simple?
Of course it's that simple. You know, the World War II generation, they think that they earned the capital by defeating the Nazis and the Japanese in World War II, so that they've earned their little piece of capital here. And, of course, they're leaving these roads and these buildings and this massive government to their children. They're leaving a legacy of all this government work.
America now has something like $38 trillion in debt. That's not including $100 trillion in highly leveraged derivatives. But we have developed, I think, in this nation an excessive attraction to materialism, material prosperity, entertainment, escape from reality. It's coming down to the fact that we are living for today. We are greedy. It's just that simple, isn't it?
Well, when you teach children, and you've done that for a couple of generations now, that the world is just material, there is no metaphysical world, it's natural that people would be materialistic. That would be all that there is.
And they're spending tomorrow's inheritance. They're spending their children's inheritance by increasing the debt load. Why? Because when you increase the debt load, you effectively will, over the long haul, reduce the value of money by inflation. That's usually how it happens. The end result is an impoverished future. Now, it may be our children, it may be our grandchildren, but we are impoverishing the future.
Well, we're just delaying that which we should do today. If you don't clean your house, but you bring in dirt, and you let that pile up for a while, somebody eventually is going to have to clean it, or the house will never be clean. And so this is what we're doing, is we're letting the house get dirty. In fact, we're bringing the dirt in, and somebody, our children, our grandchildren, is going to have to clean up that mess.
Now, you notice, Dave, that we have shifted from George W. Bush and the government to us, which is appropriate because George W. Bush and the government that rules in Washington today is just a derivative of who we are. And so, Dave, it comes down to a matter of values. It comes down to the way we want to live our lives. Will we be satisfied with a simple home without all the bells and whistles? Or do we need an expensive home and increase our debt by another $200,000, $300,000?
Well, Kevin, I think that all depends on our purpose in life and our vision for life. If our vision is to raise godly children, we will be more than content in a small home because we're feeding that vision.
Dave, have you ever been in North Aurora? North Aurora, north of, say, 6th Avenue.
Of course.
All right. You know there are neighborhoods there that have been there for a long time, all right, since the 1950s. These were middle-income tract homes in the 1950s. I have been in those homes. I have been by them. I have seen them. They are about 1,000 square feet, 2 to 3 bedroom, 1,000 square feet. There is nothing over 1,400 square feet. They raised 4 children in these 1,000 square foot homes. Dave, our worldviews are different today. Just drive into the new neighborhoods and you see the shift in worldviews. Average 4,000 square foot homes and they raised 2.0 children in those homes.
Bigger houses, broken homes.
Exactly. Today we have middle income homes that are double the size. In fact, Patrick Henry and his wife raised 14 children in a 600 square foot home. And we need to raise 2 children in a 6,000 square foot home. It is a shift in values. Yesterday, their lifestyles reflected the values of family, not materials. They valued children, not 6,000 square foot homes. They appreciated values like love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, contentment. They valued these things. Today we don't. Today we worship materials. Our hearts are driven towards the wrong God, aren't they?
Yes, they are. In fact, you can see it in this way as well, that the house is generally not passed from father to son. It doesn't stay in the family. Each generation creates their new home. In Europe, for the centuries, a piece of property stayed in the family, and that was the inheritance. And so your father's home would be more likely your home.
So we're losing some very important values like patience and contentment. I mean, how many times on the business page of the newspaper, Dave, are you reading, you know, don't go into debt. Be more like the tortoise than the hare. Slow and steady wins the race. Be content with what you have. Be patient. Work patiently. Over generations, God will increase your wealth. How many times have you read that on the business page?
I don't know that I've ever read that in the business page. I do know that in the mail almost daily somebody's trying to get me to go into debt.
Right. Now let's talk about the principles of debt. The Bible talks about debt a lot. Debt is not a sin in the Bible, so it's not wrong to go into debt, but debt is an evil. So what's the difference? Well, measles is not a sin, right? Getting the measles is not a sin. We don't go to our children and say, you got measles, you're a sinful child. No, you say it's an evil. It's a despicable thing. It's something we don't want. It's like divorce. Debt is an evil. It's not a sin. The Bible allows for debt, just like the Bible allows for divorce. And yet there are restrictions on debt in the Bible. Did you know that, Dave?
Yes, I did.
So effectively, debt is undesirable. Bible says the debtor is servant to the lender, and if it's at all possible, 1 Corinthians 7:21, if it's at all possible, you need to get out of debt. You need not to be in the servitude of men, 1 Corinthians 7:21. So it's very, very clear. The Bible says it is undesirable to be in debt. Debt is enslavement. Debt provides inflexibility. Debt is intended for the poor among you and should only be used for that which is absolutely necessary, for things like basic shelter, basic food and clothing as necessary. This is what the Bible intends debt to be for. And yet, debt is used for just about everything else. It's certainly consumed on our materialistic desires today.
And, in fact, the debt that you're allowed to take in the Bible has a very short term, a 7-year term max, so that the debt doesn't pile up for generations.
Right. Well, you know what I think happens to most people out there? I think they get used to living in the cage. The Bible says it's being a slave. When you are in debt, you are caged up, bro. And yet people get used to living in the cage, don't they? Just like a bird that's been in a cage for years and years. They live in a cage of debt. They don't understand the blessing of flying free, do they?
No, they decorate their cage really well. They bring in nice furniture into their cage, but they've lost the desire to be free from that cage.
I'll tell you what, debt-free living provides so much flexibility to serve others, to take financial risks. There are intangibles in terms of debt-free living that I think a lot of people don't understand. And yet the Bible says this is the way to live. This is the way God wants us to live. There's a lot of people who live for today. We call this sort of an existentialist living, but ultimately they're not living for God, and maybe that's the problem.
Well, of course, our fiscal policy is built on that premise that we live for today. John Maynard Keynes, the economist who has given us the method, the philosophy of economy that we follow, that we've followed since, Richard Nixon said he was a Keynesian ever since then, is that we go ahead into debt to create capital, to create more affluence. But when he was asked what happens in the end, you know, what happens to our children, our grandchildren, and he responded very frankly, in the end, we're all dead. In other words, who cares? That's their problem.
Everybody has a God. Everybody has something they worship, something they seek after. They're not seeking after the God of the Bible. They're seeking after the God of materialism to a great extent. The Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we will carry nothing out, and having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. That is, we should have a reverence towards God, a Godward attitude in our lives. If we do, we're not going to be lifting up materialism in a 6,000 square foot house as being so important in our hearts.
One of the things that our family noticed, we stopped receiving the newspaper because, there was no good news in it. It wasn't edifying. But we also noticed that when we stopped getting the newspaper, we stopped receiving those Sunday advertisements, the glossy ones from all the stores. And as those stopped passing by our eyes, we suddenly found that we needed less because we were getting a weekly diet of you need to get these things that you didn't know even existed there. You didn't know that you needed. Just removing that from our eyes has actually raised our level of contentment, even though we're spending less.
And in the end, Dave, it's a more joyful life. The debt-free life is a joyful life. The life that is not driven by materials and trying to serve this cruel, tyrannical, materialist God. The life that serves the God of the Bible is a joyful, contented life.
And it's not very complicated. In fact, some might call it the simple life. It's simple because you're living a vision that pleases your Creator. You don't have to go buy the next car to impress your Creator. He's not impressed anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, raising a vision for the next generation, an economic vision today. How can we give to our children a sense of life, a sense of economic life that will give them joy and contentment? A few practical points coming up in just a moment on Generations. We'll be back. Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a 5-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com.
This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son, Daniel, because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100, and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations. Hi, folks. We are back. This is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations, and today we want to encourage our listeners to live the debt-free life, the kind of life God wants you to live. It may not happen overnight, but this is a vision you want to pass on to future generations. Here are several practical pointers I can give you on the debt-free life from personal observation and study of the Bible. Number one, freedom from debt should never become a god in itself. Once again, the purpose for a financial life should be to glorify God and seek His kingdom. Number two, freedom from debt is not the only economic principle. That is, if somebody holds back on the tithe just to be debt-free, that certainly is not God's way of living our lives. Thirdly, freedom from debt is always of value. It may not be realized in one lifetime, but pass it on as a value to future generations. Make sure you are transferring that value to your children. If you just keep getting into deeper and deeper debt on larger and larger homes, what kind of vision are you transferring to your children? Number four, don't let the government discourage you from this important biblical ethic by means of the capital gains tax write-offs and the attachment A interest write-offs on your tax forms. Number five, don't ignore the intangibles. Freedom from debt does more for the human spirit than you could ever imagine. It increases productivity. Number six, don't encourage the spirit of envy in others by inappropriate discussions about your own finances. Number seven, strategically, the most effective years for progress towards debt-free living is before you have children and after the children leave the house. And then number eight, debt-free living doesn't happen without careful long-term planning, budgeting, and self-discipline. It's much easier to start out simple than to return to a simpler lifestyle. Just some points to consider as you desire to live life God's way and leave a vision for the future. Well, as we wrap up the program, I want to encourage you to a resource that could be very helpful. It is my book, The Second Mayflower, which is a vision for debt-free living, for living life God's way, and brings back many of the principles on which this nation was founded. You can get my book, The Second Mayflower, by calling 877-842-CHECK or checkbooks.com on the web, checkbooks.com. You can interact with this program by emailing me, Kevin, at check.org. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down the vision for the next generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for me. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288. Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month. Yet the monthly share is only $1.95, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.
Hey, Dad, how's your relationship with your son? Again and again on this program, we have lamented the war against boys and the extinction of fathers, but now we are fixing the problem. Christian Home Educators of Colorado is sponsoring our second father-son retreat in the Colorado Rockies. Join Vision Forum's Doug Phillips and Richard Little Bear Wheeler this August for a great time of fathers and sons renewing a vision and building relationships. Sign up now at 877-842-CHECK or on the web, check.org. That's CHEC.org.
Teen Pact taught me that I can make a difference in my culture. The nationwide Teen Pact organization is designed to teach teens to be well-informed citizens. Students spend a week at the Capitol where they get hands-on experience. You will learn parliamentary procedure, get involved in prayer walks, talk to experienced governmental officials, and more. Visit www.teenpact.com. Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm a Teen Pactor.
I'm Claire, and I'm going to be involved in Teen Pact. Will you be there?
You don't have to sing the blues about today's issues. Learn to think biblically with Worldview Academy's Bill Jack with simple tools for brain surgery.
Jesus wasn't a nice guy. When the woman caught in the act of adultery was dragged before him, did he sit her down and say, "I understand you had an abusive childhood and therefore you have a very low self-image. If we could just work on your self-esteem, perhaps you wouldn't act out this way anymore." No, what did Jesus say to her? "Go and sin no more." Was that nice? No. Was he being truthful? Yes. Was he being loving? Yes. He always spoke the truth in love and confronted people with that. Too often, we as Christians have succumbed to the gospel of niceness. We're so concerned about being pleasant that too often we fail to give people the truth. Another simple tool for brain surgery.
To add more tools to your kit, call 1-800-241-1123. That's 1-800-241-1123.